Yeah. Yeah. See, there's two things here. Okay? I'm going to say a very odd statement. Don't listen to her crying, that's what I would say. I'll tell you, see, I'll prove it to you why I'm saying it also. Okay, have a sit. So what she's saying is, there is a friend who's really good, have her own problems, have her own tension, have her own stress. She comes to you and starts crying. How do I handle it? What you got to understand is that when you listen to people's crying, what they're doing is they're transferring that negativity to you. Slowly, slowly along the line, you will understand that you can't figure out your life. That is when you realize my life is messing up, her life is getting better. There are people, what they do is they tend to share negativity outside by not solving it. So if you stop listening to the crying, somewhere around that crying goes back to them. And they will try to figure out their life. Right now they're not figuring it. They're taking negativity, throwing it to you. They're taking, someone is there to receive, no, free. So they're taking the negativity, throwing it to you. They're taking the negativity, throwing it to you. You're taking. Slowly what happens? You will have to cry for her later. Some other things will come into your life. You will start crying. Funniest part is if you don't figure out your life, because I'm taking from this friend, what happens next? You will find another friend. You will start crying. She will take it. And the big cycle of crying goes around. Right? So what you got to find out is, first, understand why she's crying. The point is, everyone tries to solve the issue and not the actual problem which is creating the crime. That's the biggest problem in this world. You take in negativity, you don't solve negativity. The biggest problem in this world is they take negativity. Negativity can only survive if there's positive people. Negativity can only survive if there's positive people who's willing to take this negativity in. So what you do is you pray, you do all this, get positive energy, and you've made it 100%. This negative person cry, you give it to her. She becomes, I talk to my friend, everything released. And she takes it. You again pray, get all this energy. Again she comes, she cries, takes it all. Finally you won't get your marks. Then you'll blame the poor God. God, what is this? I failed, I prayed so much and all this thing. But indirectly you're taking this, solving the problem for that girl, where God have another plans for that girl. I know it is a little bit odd, what I'm telling. I know it's going a little bit against your friendship, but the truth is, don't take this negativity in. That's point number one. Other thing is, you can help your friend. I'm not saying not to help your friend, but then again, on friendship I always say, like you are standing here on top, not happy, no issues. Your friend is standing down with sadness, crying. So she cries to you, you try to raise her up. Okay? So you raise her up once, you raise her up twice, she comes again crying, you raise her up again. What happens to your hand? It gets tired. Right? You try, all crying, you solve it. And then one fine day, she pulls you down, what happens? You're tired now, right? So she comes with a bigger crying now, and then pulls you completely down, what happens? Together you will cry. Right? So it's a choice you want to make. You want to cry together or raise her up. Try once, try twice, try thrice. Fourth time crying is happening, she has some other major issue which she's not figuring it out. So maybe it's a family issue. Maybe it's her internal, maybe, you know, typical issues which I think girlfriend, boyfriend issue, right? They have those issues coming in. Like she went and hooked up with the wrong guy. She coming and crying to you. What can you solve there? But no, yeah, keep it calm. I'm there for you, no? Let the guy do whatever you want, right? You try to solve. Basically, what you're doing is you're helping in negativity. She went and hooked around with some other guy, which is totally bad, hurts her every time. She comes and crying to you. You help her. You are supporting the relationship. She have to cry, figure it out, break up and go. She's not doing that. She's getting frustrated there, coming and throwing it to you. So think about your friendship relationships, right? I'm not saying to break up your friendship with her, right? What I'm trying to say is to think about it. Am I literally solving the problem or am I taking the problem? If you're solving the problem, it is good. If you're taking the problem, you're losing your energy. the positive which you have, right? Now, how do you understand if you have taken her problem or not? That's the next question you're going to ask me. How do you understand if I've taken the problem or not? After cutting the call or after meeting here, you still start thinking about her, you have taken a problem. She comes and cries to you due to some problem. You finish the conversation. You go to bed. You start thinking about her, you have taken a problem in. So that means one certain positivity is gone to her. For example, I'm answering your question. After this, I'll stop thinking about you. I won't even think about you. Which means I'm only giving you the solution, not taking your problem. You told me a problem, I'm keeping it there, giving the answer to that and giving back to you. I didn't take it in. If I take it in, tonight I'll start thinking, yaar, what problem this girl has? Who is her friend? Wow, the friend has resolved. That means I have taken the problem. Did I answer the question 100%? Okay.